From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush has asked the former head of Eli Lilly, Randall Tobias, to coordinate the administration's international AIDS relief activities. That's a multi-billion dollar effort, and AIDS policy is expected to be a centerpiece of the president's trip next week to Africa. As NPR's Brenda Wilson reports, for some AIDS activists, the Tobias nomination is troubling.
Since the president's State of the Union address, he has put a very public face on the administration's emergency relief AIDS plan. In a Rose Garden announcement of the plan itself shortly afterwards, the signing of the bill authorizing the plan 5 weeks ago, and today introducing the man who is going to run it. Randall Tobias is the former vice chairman of AT&T and former CEO of Eli Lilly, one of the nation's largest pharmaceutical companies.
He is a highly regarded civic leader and philanthropist in his home state of Indiana. Throughout his career, Randy has shown the ability to manage complex organizations and to navigate government bureaucracies. He has earned a reputation as an executive of great energy, resourcefulness, good judgment, and integrity.
Tobias will have the rank of ambassador and work directly with the Secretary of State, coordinating all of the administration's international AIDS activities in all its agencies. President Bush reiterated that the main focus will be getting treatment to people with AIDS in Africa and the Caribbean.
We will set up a broad and efficient network to deliver drugs to the farthest reaches of Africa, even by motorcycle or bicycle.
The 61-year-old Tobias oversaw Eli Lilly during the 1990s, increasing its revenues to $70 billion. He told the president that he sees the appointment as an opportunity to continue a long tradition.
You reminded us that we are the nation of the Marshall Plan, the Berlin Airlift, and the Peace Corps. And now, Mr. President, thanks to your leadership, we are also the nation of the emergency plan for AIDS relief.
But Paul Zeitz of the Global AIDS Alliance is more concerned by Tobias's relationship with the Republican Party, to which Lilly and he are major contributors. The industry has cut the price of AIDS drugs to developing countries, but Zeitz finds it hard to believe that Tobias will seek the best prices if it means purchasing generic products.
We're concerned that he may have a conflict of interest, and we believe that the Senate confirmation process should include a strong Republican and Democratic investigation into whether or not there are ties between the pharmaceutical industry and pharma and the Bush administration.
And Zeitz and others also have growing doubts about whether the president will actually deliver the $1 billion of AIDS relief that have been promised. Sally Booker is with the advocacy group Africa Action.
The American public believes that the United States has already provided $15 billion to Africa. But the cold truth is very different. The ceremonies that the White House has organized to sign the authorization bill simply does that. It's only the appropriations committees that can provide the actual dollars, and it's highly unlikely that they're going to provide the $3 billion a year that the Congress has authorized. Why? Because the White House isn't asking for that.
For 2004, President Bush asked for $1.5 billion, of which only a third is actually additional money. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.